Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. It is time for the James Conner Show, Dollar Energy Fund, and Bowser Chevy in Beaver Falls and Monroeville, a couple of the great sponsors of this program. Arthur Motes in studio along with us, Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller. The Steelers 17, the Rams 12. Pittsburgh able to win without James yesterday. But as Eric said in that update, things looking up for the Steelers starting running back. And let's bring him in here now and get it straight from the source. James Conner joining us. So, James, is it true you think you're going to play against Cleveland?
Shoulders been feeling better. And, you know, me not playing last game, just gave it some more time to heal up. So, yeah, going to try it out. I think it'll be good.
I like it, man. I like to hear that. And, I mean, this running game has definitely been missing you. But, man, having a healthy you back potentially, man, definitely could be the game, ultimately the game changer, man, come Thursday night.
Yeah, for sure, bro. I'm just trying to, you know, be able to contribute to the team and try to get that run game going again. And, you know, more importantly, just getting the victory and just being a part of that. You know, I like watching, you know, from the sideline. So,
oh, no question.
yeah, so just trying to get right and hopefully I can be, you know, tribute and go win this game.
James, assuming you're able to go, and it will be a couple weeks where you haven't been able to play and practiced, I think, once, what, last week on Wednesday, but can you talk about to what degree you'll feel fresher than you normally would coming off a quick turnaround from a Sunday game to a Thursday game and what kind of difference that might make for your legs even?
Yeah, the difference, man, I can't believe your guys got to play again that fast, but both teams have to do it, so... But with me not playing the last couple weeks, I've still been trying to work out and get my cardio in and move around so I can stay active, just so, you know, the legs still fresh, but, you know, not lazy. So just trying to get my cardio in, but no, it's a fast turnaround for both teams. And so try to recover as much as you can and just play, you know, above the next football going before that one.
Hey, James, road teams in these Thursday night games tend to have a much worse record than home teams, and I know sometimes there's a decent bit of air travel involved, but everybody's playing on a short turnaround. What do you think it is that makes it so tough for road teams usually to go in there and get wins? We saw Carolina come here last year and get absolutely pasted by you guys.
I think it might just be the travel. Some teams just show up less than ready, and we can't be a team that does that, so we have to get down there quick and really just play hard. But I think it might just be the travel between teams, you know the airtime, especially if they have a couple-hour flight, could be the difference in the game.
James Conner here on 93.7 The Fan. Now that it's behind you, now that last week is last week, take us through the strategy of getting you right for this Browns game. So, for people that don't know, you practiced last Wednesday, and then you guys shut it down on Thursday and Friday. Why? Was that to be precautious? Was that looking at the big picture? James, tell us the sequence of events that led up to your scratch against the Rams with the hope that you were going to play against the Browns.
Well, I just wanted to use Wednesday that day as a trial day and just see how it felt, and just going out there warming it up and trying to run around. I, you know, thought I wasn't ready, and so I really was just using Wednesday as, like I said, a trial day. And you know, then Thursday and Friday I knew kind of that I wasn't ready from Wednesday's tryout, and so I just, you know, wanted to just go back inside and just do my treatment and therapy for it, and so, and just do cardio all the way, stuff like that. So yeah, I was kind of just using Wednesday as a trial.
Now, when you're able to identify so early in the week that you're not going to be out there, does that take a little bit of the pressure off of you in terms of if you were going to be a game-time decision and you having to decide whether or not you should risk it a little bit more versus being able to sit back?
Yeah, if you know earlier in the week and you make a fast decision and you know that you're not going to be, you know, going, and so I think it definitely maybe take a little pressure off and just then that way you can start transforming your role. So you know you're not going to play, then you do your job, and your job becomes getting the guys who are playing ready. And I was Tony on the team, Jalen and Trey, just talking to them. If I knew earlier in the week I wasn't going to play, I just had to get them ready for the game.
And your young guy, Trey, man, making another big play in the special teams element this week, man. I know you feel good about that, right?
Man, we talk about having, you know, being accountable in our running back room for areas all over the field. So yeah, Trey come out the running back room and make a big play for us like that. I think it just adds to the cause, and you know, we just keep going forward.
James, you get to go against these guys in practice. When did you start to really get the sense that the defense was becoming something special this year?
I think, well, you know, we have talent all around defense. And, you know, back in training camp, you know, our defense was flying around and just looking solid. And then, you know, early on in the season, seeing the potential and seeing it growing, seeing, you know, the additions we made with, you know, Mark Aaron, Steven Nelson, and year two guys playing a lot better, and you know, year three guys, even TJ, you know. And then, obviously, when Minka got with us, you know, he kind of just took the switch and really took us to a new level on defense. So, I think slowly we've been building it up and had potential for a while. And now it's starting to show, and I know those guys are going to keep putting performances like that together. So, it's fun to watch them out there.
I'm not looking at a list. You just got my brain. The gear started finally today, James, when you mentioned the Edmonds interception. I'm looking at names of defensive backs who also have one pick this year. Patrick Peterson, the Honey Badger, Josh Norman, Joe Hayden. Trey Edmonds has put himself in some pretty elite company. He might have to switch over to the other side of the ball. You used to do that at Pitt. Maybe you make this guy a two-way player like it's 1935 all over again, James. What do you think?
Man, Trey can go two ways, man. You know, he has special teams tackles, too, even.
That's right.
That's right.
The fumble force and all that. So, and obviously, you know, he's talented running the ball. So, you know, why not?
Yeah, it's like in the 100-year anniversary of the NFL. It's like an old leather helmet.
Hey, man, they say the more you could do.
That's right.
Is he more likely, James, you think, knowing Trey, do you think he's more likely to make sure that that interception ball is on the mantle or that, like, a touchdown or something like that would be up there, like one of a big one in his career?
Man, both of them. I thought, you know, he makes plays, and you know, this is the NFL. Man, he making plays in this league. It's awesome. So he might as well keep both ball.
You're listening to James Conner here on 93.7 The Fan. James, we've already touched on the fact that it is an abbreviated week, and you used last week's practice as a tryout. You said a trial to see if you could play or not. So how will you be able to tell this week? If you only have, what, one real day of practice, is that all you're going to get to make yourself ready for Cleveland is tomorrow's practice?
Yeah, I have practice and just, you know, do my range of motion things and stretching and see my strength, testing the strength. You know, I can make a decision that way as well. And, you know, it's not going to be, a, you know, 100% anytime soon. So, you know, eventually it turns into something that you just have to play through. And so... if it's going to be the, you know, where I got a little bit of strength enough to for it to uphold, you know, that'll be something you got to play through, and so we'll just see that way.
Were you close to having surgery on it? Is this something where it's been the conversation has been about pain tolerance and pain management the entire time? Were you legitimately close, James, to maybe having something done to shut yourself down for a few weeks and then come back from it?
No, it's just a process. You know, if had I been a quarterback, maybe who was always throwing the ball overhead and you know, shoulder work and all that, then, you know, maybe that would have been in a conversation. But, you know, this is just something with ligaments that takes time, that can heal on their own. It takes several weeks. And so, never was talking about surgery, but, you know, when the ligaments tear, then can't really move your arms at all. You start to lose strength, and you know, then I have to hold on to the ball. I have to be able to put my arms over my head to catch and function the pass protection game. So it definitely takes time, and you got to be smart with it. But it's still going to take weeks to heal. But know, you just keep going with it.
And holding on to the ball is big, right, Arthur? Hey, I'd love to see more of that.
Got
to
protect the ball. And honestly, man, when you're looking at the way these performances have been recently, man, that's the one part that has been struggling with this team. But talking about the importance of when you're going on the road, man, a fast start. Just talk about for you guys, man, come Thursday night, how important that's going to be for you guys.
Yeah, it's important every game to start fast. And, you know, it's just good for the start drive, to give the side confidence, to create splash plays when, you know, you got a little lead early or so, you allow to, you know, dig deeper in the playbook and try some things and really take more risk and opportunity. And so, you know, it's just important to start fast. So, you know, defense put off offense and offense put up the defense.
Absolutely. And then, obviously, I mean, this past game starts out with the Mason Rudolph, the snap going over his head for the turnover and ultimately into a touchdown, man. Just talk about how, I mean, like, you're going to have that type of adversity sometimes, but how those guys stay positive through it all and find ways to continue to be productive.
I think that just shows the character of our team and the no-quit mentality that, you know, that we have on offense and defense and the special teams. With 14 seconds into the game, you know, we give up a defensive touchdown, and, you know, we could have fumbled, but our defense stood up. You know, we got back on when we got on defense and had the turnovers on the short field. So I think it just shows the mentality and the togetherness that this team plays with. A lot of people count us out, and, you know, now we're above 500, and it's been special to see, especially these last two games, watching from the sideline, getting the chance to step back and look at it. And this team, they play for each other and just have an open mentality.
Yep. I gave up on you guys, but guess what, James? I flipped back so fast. I am so on your bandwagon right now. I'll be there. If you guys make the playoffs, I'll be sitting in one of the first rows. I'm believing in you guys. It's okay to change your mind,
right?
It's
nonsense.
You can admit when you're wrong. I was wrong about these guys.
Wow.
It's to be expected. We know we won't have people, you know, on and off, but we're just going to maintain and keep playing.
There you go.
Hey, James, I'm curious about that in all seriousness. And obviously there's 7 games left, so I'm not trying to put the cart before the horse here. But it's got to feel a little – if you had arrived at 5-4, you win one, you lose one, trading wins and losses back and forth, it would feel different, right, than it does right now to be at 5-4 having started the season 0-3. I got to imagine it's a little sweeter. You got to feel a little better about things than if it had just been a win here, a loss here.
Yeah, we the way we started, that wasn't us, and we knew that, you know, we had to turn things around. So, you know, we're not unnecessarily proud of – being 5-4 and, you know, wanted to be a lot better than that, but we acknowledge the fact that, you know, how we started and then the turnaround and the push that we made, you know, we're acknowledging that, and we just want to continue to build off of it. But, you know, don't need a pat on the back or anything like that. We just got to keep going and realize the hole that we started in early, continue to climb our way out.
And you got to give Coach Tomlin credit for it, right? I mean, the way that he's kept you guys together during all this, how about the gutsy 4th-and-1 in your own end to go for it there? And you got Mason Rudolph to Trey Edmonds. I mean, how many times has that play been practiced over and over again? Probably not many, but you have to in a desperate time like that. So I think Mike Tomlin, full marks. Right, Arthur? I know sometimes you're skeptical of him. I give him
This is unbelievable.
Don't you ever try to
this
do that.
This is unbelievable, Pony.
In fact, we come up here every week. I'm always the guy.
We're showing him love, James.
I'm always the guy 100%.
We're showing – but today is the day to show
you,
Mike Tomlin love.
No. You, my friend, you're the one we got
to
watch.
Well, I'm starting to see the light.
James, has he been the same guy as the head coach, or has he turned it up like a little extra in terms of the motivation? I mean – it feels like he does some of his best work as a coach when there's real adversity that you guys are facing.
And Coach T, he leads the charge. You know, he tells us what he expects out of us. You know, definitely believes in us and puts that confidence in us, you know, that we already have in ourselves. And when it just comes together and, you know, how the message is delivered, we're ready. So he leads the charge and, you know, the whole team is rallying together. I mean, you know, everybody on staff, and, you know, he always says, put your hand in the pile. And that begins with everybody, you know, around our facility, on game day at Heinz, you know, everybody, put your hand in the pile. And that's just how we approach it.
Absolutely.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.